Ksuvas, Perkin Alf, Mishnah Vav. Hamimah Enes, a girl whose mother and brother married her off, let's say, while she was a ketana and she did miyun, so she broke up the marriage. Hashnia, also a shnia l'arayas. These are women that midrabanan are aser because of arayas, only midrabanan, like we had in Yavamis. Va'ailanis, woman that's infertile. Ein lehem ksuba. They don't get their ksuba, whether it's the ikr ksuba of a mana or masayim, whether it's a besula or a bu'ula. Mama'enes, because she was the one that chose to leave, so she doesn't get her ksuba. The Rav points out, the shnias, the reason that they made a knas by her is because since she's going to want to get married, and by marrying somebody that she's asur midrabanan to, because of a shnia l'arayas, that's not going to asur her offspring. She could be encouraged to do this. Therefore, to discourage her from doing this, Chazal made a knas that she wouldn't get her ksuba. And the island is, the reason that she doesn't get a ksuba is because there was no real kiddushin there, because there was a mekach tos. Velo peris, that means that she doesn't get back the peris that the husband ate from her nichse melug. She can't say, well, if we weren't really married, so give me back the peris that you had from my nichse melug. And Taisyantar brings the Ran, the reason is because by all three cases, in Ma'enes, because the Chazal were misakin, that people should marry these girls, so people wouldn't be dealing with them hefker, because her father passed away. And because of that, the Baal is zocha to the peris. So even if she, in the end, doesn't want to continue with him, he still keeps that. And by the shnia, that's a knas, like we just said. The peris, also. And the islandess, the reason that an islandess, she can't say, well, retroactively, we were never really married, give me back the peris. Because this is a very interesting ha'ara, that the reason she can't demand it is because since, while he was eating it, while they were married, she was quiet. So that means she was mochel him to have her peris. And even though it turned out that the mechila was a mechila betos, it was a mistaken mechila, because had she known it wasn't really a good kedushin that she was an islandess, she wouldn't have been meichel. Nevertheless, the halach is a mechila betos, is still called a mechila. Or if you don't hold like that, it was still better for her to be meichel him and be in that state of marriage. The lomazonos. This Rav says, let's say she borrowed money to buy food, and then let's say she ran away, or they found out she's an islandess, or that she's a shnila rayas. He doesn't have to pay for this mazonos. He doesn't have to pay back the person that lent her money. And the shnia and the islandess, even if she didn't borrow money, he's stami, he doesn't even have to give them mazonos. Velo blos, and if the husband would use, let's say, her items, and he totally worn them out, to there's nothing left of them, she can't demand them from him, the usage, whether it's from nichse melug or tzonu barzel. But if the thing that he was using is still around, he just wore it out, but it's still somewhat usable, she keeps it no matter what. But the Rav says the shnia l'arayas can be tovea, the blos of nichse tzonu barzel. That's even if they were totally destroyed. The Mishnah continues, v'mitchila nisar l'shem islandess. But if he knew from the beginning, when he married her, that she was an islandess, yesh lo ksuba, then she does get a ksuba, because there's no mekachtos there. But the other cases, obviously, it doesn't matter. Almana l'koin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyot. Cases where an almana marries a koin gadol, or a grusha v'chalutza marries a koin hedyot. Mamzeres in the sinu l'Yisrael, or bas Yisrael l'nasin ul'mamzer, yesh lo ksuba. All these cases, she does get a ksuba. Like we've explained in Yavamis, that since these marriages would aser these women and their offspring, whether it's asering them for kahuna, or some of their children wouldn't be allowed to marry Jews, we assume that the husband was the one that forced this marriage, and therefore we don't make a knas to her, and therefore he has to give her a ksuba. And like we said in Yavamis, just like they get a ksuba, they also had peris and mizonos and blos. But that's only if the husband knew what he was getting into. But if he didn't know, if she tricked him, these women don't get ksuba, peris, mizonos, or blos, as the Gemara explains.